Hi, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse, and we are uniquely going through different verses that have come from the Seven Deadly Friendships, which will release in just a couple days, so prayers appreciated for that. This one, another one from Job. Tomorrow we'll jump to Jeremiah, but today we're still in Job, which there are all these amazing relational verses in there. Maybe you didn't know that, but this is from Job 19:2 in the New International Version, and it says this: "How long will you torment me and crush me with words? Mind if I pray for you?" Lord, I pray for those folks who can honestly say these exact same words to someone in their life. How long will you torment me and crush me with words? Words are so powerful, and I would rather have sticks and stones break my bones than have these words spoken over me. And I am still reeling from some trauma with some words that have been spoken and written over me. And so I would, Lord, just help me to move beyond that. Help me to hear your words spoken over me and to value them more than those other negative words. And I pray that for my listener today, that they would value your words spoken over them more than the harsh words that have been said over their life. Lord, we pray for those who torment with words. We pray for those who have this innate ability to twist and turn their words in such a way that it's injurious to people. We pray that those folks would come to the end of themselves. Because Lord, if there's folks out there doing that, it's most likely that they're hurting and they are in pain. And so the only way that they can live their life sometimes is to inflict that pain on others. I'm reminded, Lord, of when our dog Rosie was shot one Thanksgiving way back when I was a little kid. And she was the sweetest German Shepherd ever. And we came home from Thanksgiving and she was sitting on the porch and she growled and almost bit me. And I was shocked. Like, why would my sweet, sweet dog try to bite me? Well, I didn't know it, but she had been shot in her leg and eventually had to have it amputated. Well, she was hurt. And because she was so hurt and so freaked out, she was afraid that we were going to hurt her too. So she pushed away and she barked and growled at us. And I think there's so many people out there who are hurting us with our words, who are actually hurting themselves. So I pray you would give us that holy perspective. Give us that bird's eye view. Lift us above the circumstance. Lift us above the relationship so that we can see maybe what they're battling, and help us to get on our knees about those folks who are hurting us, to be able to have empathy and sympathy for them, knowing that maybe they're hurting us because they're hurting already. And Lord, sometimes there's just people that they kind of just do that. That's the groove that they've been in their whole life, and they can't seem to get out of it, and they don't want to get out of it. And so Lord, help us to create healthy boundaries around our hearts, around ourselves, around our family, so that we don't have to continually get hurt by someone. Because when we're continually hurt, Lord, we can never heal, and we just have this open wound. And I've prayed this before in the past couple weeks, but that open wound that keeps getting open just gets infected over and over again and then never heals. So Lord, give us a discernment about how long we should separate in order to heal, so that we can go back with reconciliation and prayer and non-bitterness with that person. Lord, I pray for the person today who has been crushed by someone else's words. Literally crushed. Their soul has been crushed. Their heart has been crushed. Their mind has been crushed. Their relationships have been crushed because of someone's tormenting words. Lord, would you just be kind to them today? Would you speak life over them? Would you have someone who loves them send them a card of encouragement? Would you open their eyes to the very scriptures that will be peace for them and joy for them and help them to heal? Because Lord, they desperately need to know that you are on their side, that you hear them, you see them, and you are going to take them on a healing journey away from those tormenting words, away from those crushing words. Lord, speak life over the person listening today, that you are for, not against, that you love, not hate, that you hear and you're not closing your ears, that you see and you're not closing your eyes, that you are sovereign over all of creation, and that you are working out a plan. Maybe we can't see it right now. Maybe it doesn't make sense, but that help us to know in small and big ways that you are bringing to fruition something in our lives. You are beginning that good work and you will complete that good work. And so many times that good work of sanctification involves broken relationships. So thank you. We just choose to thank you right now for even the difficult relationships in our lives that cause us to grow even more and help us to have that kind of eternal perspective to know that this is not all there is, and how we weather these relational storms is part of our sanctification journey. Thank you, Jesus, for taking us on that journey and for not abandoning us on the journey. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. And would you just consider sharing this podcast with someone who's going through a torment of words and has been crushed with words? Maybe this will just be the thing that they need to get beyond it, and at least to move beyond today and the pain of today in those words. Thank you so much, and have an awesome, peace-filled day.